From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. At least 5 Palestinians were killed and more than 50 wounded in 2 separate Israeli attacks in the Gaza Strip today. In the first attack, Israeli helicopters fired missiles at a car in Gaza City carrying a leader of the militant group Hamas. Abdul Aziz Rantisi was wounded in the attack and 2 others were killed. Hours later, Israeli missiles hit a neighborhood in northern Gaza. Hamas vowed revenge, and Palestinian officials accused Israel of trying to destroy the peace process. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Gaza City.
Mohammed Al-Arab sat on a plastic chair outside his used car dealership, his head and leg bandaged with white gauze. He picked up a long piece of metal that he said came from the jeep that had been hit by Israeli missiles.
What we saw is the missile hitting the jeep, and the jeep was going, after it was hit, going right and left and right, and then it went into the school of the kids here.
Al-Arab saw Abdulaziz Rantisi jump out and run away from the jeep just before it was hit. The attack occurred in a residential area in downtown Gaza. One of the missiles left a wide blackened crater in the street. Burnt rubber and shattered glass covered a large area. 2 people were killed in the Israeli strike, one of Rantisi's bodyguards and a woman in her 50s. More than 24 people were wounded, including one of Rantisi's sons. The Hamas leader was treated at a Gaza hospital, and doctors say he is in good condition. The 56-year-old Rantisi is one of the leaders of the political wing of Hamas, who appears frequently on television as a spokesman for the organization. Rantisi is known as a hardliner who opposed the recent dialogue with the Palestinian Authority about ending attacks on Israelis. Today's Israeli strikes in Gaza came 2 days after 5 Israeli soldiers were killed in attacks claimed by Hamas and other militant groups. Israeli security officials said Rantisi had planned those attacks. A senior Israeli military source said the decision to assassinate Rantisi was made several weeks ago, but postponed just before last week's Mideast peace summit in Jordan. The military source said Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon reapproved the operation Sunday. In an interview with Al Jazeera Television from his hospital bed, Rantisi vowed revenge.
By God, we will not let a single Jew remain in Palestine. We will fight them with all the strength we have. This is our land and not the land of the Jews. This is our homeland, and we will defend this homeland with all the strength we have.
Palestinian officials said the Israeli strike put an end to any chance of getting Hamas to agree to end attacks on Israelis. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Yasser Abed-Rabo accused Israel of trying to sabotage the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace.
This is an attack against the roadmap. This is an attack against the efforts of George Bush. This is an attack that aims at to destroy the efforts that are being made by the Palestinian government in order to start a Palestinian national dialogue and to reach an agreement with different Palestinian factions concerning truce and ending violence.
Several hours later, Israeli helicopters fired another volley of missiles in Gaza. Palestinian officials said 3 civilians were killed and more than 30 wounded in the attack in the Jabalia refugee camp. An Israeli army spokesman said the missiles were aimed at Hamas men spotted fleeing after at least 4 rockets were fired into Israel. Palestinians said one of the dead was a 16-year-old girl. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Gaza City.